Soccer craze is relatively new in Peoria. In fact, the first soccer field was built in the community 60 years ago. It was the project of Joseph Spies, who was a 16-year-old German immigrant that had just arrived in Peoria. He built the field with friends and started a competitive team. Spies continues to share in the joy of watching the game as a part of the German-American society. Spies and 25 other German-Americans cheered on their second favorite team to victory Friday afternoon. It's the sort of enthusiasm that can be found across Peoria. Dan Rennick is the manager of the field house. He says he doesn't have to do anything special to create a vibrant atmosphere during the World Cup.
Before, we would get maybe 20, 25 people in for a game, and everyone was kind of, you know, a little quieter, and it was more of a click. But now, it's the whole bar's packed, strangers high-fiving, people going crazy.
This is the kind of environment pubs and bars look to maximize. The Fox Pub and Cafe opened on the 4th of July so customers could watch quarterfinal matches. Matt Rixner is the owner of the Fox Pub and Cafe. He says 4 years ago, he would have never opened on the 4th to show two matches. He says further he hasn't done much advertising for this World Cup, but Rixner says he's starting to think about the next tournament 4 years down the road in Russia.
It's hard to say like how busy we'll be just depending on the times of the games. Because, you know, literally the games could be at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Do you think people would come out for them?
Yep, I do.
Rixner says it's a mix of patriotism, camaraderie, and the attractiveness of the game that keep people hooked. American interest in soccer is high enough that 21.6 million viewers tuned in to watch the U.S. take on Belgium last Tuesday. But the Peoria area interest in soccer goes beyond adults watching the professional players during the World Cup. Peoria soccer enthusiast Joseph Spies says passing on the game to younger players is what keeps soccer fever growing.
Just for instance, driving on Detweiler Park or driving anywhere, see kids play on the side, you know, that's something that warms your heart. You know, that's something we never had. When I came over here, there was nothing, you know. And now you can almost see it anywhere and everywhere. Kids play soccer. You know, it makes you feel good. Makes you feel great.
There are three travel soccer clubs in Peoria today. Nightly pickup games that take place in Detweiler Park and other fields throughout the city. Large cities across the country have also started broadcasting games so more people can watch. Spies says the soccer times are changing.
And I think it shows soccer is going to be here to stay. Which in 1956, we just had fun with the game. We played in the National League. But we never dreamed that ever would get that big, you know, along the way. And I think it's great. I'm still happy about it.
This year's World Cup champion will be crowned on Sunday. No matter the early elimination of the U.S. team from this year's tournament, Peoria sports bars and pub owners are already promised a more successful year based on the general uptick in business during the World Cup. I'm Daniela Vidal.